Time now to take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Villages at Oak Ridge. Monty Critchlow is our guest today with the Washington Soccer Federation. Good morning, Monty.
How you doing, Duane?
Always great catching up with you. And, of course, anybody who knows Monty knows that he can talk about soccer all day and all night and into the next day. That's your favorite sport, isn't it, Monty?
No doubt about it.
And it's time to talk about signups. Washington Soccer Federation, what ages are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about micro is at least 4 years old by the beginning of the season. So we have calls for two-year-olds and three-year-olds, but they don't really fit in a group very well. So they need to be 4 years old by the beginning of the season, which is April the 6th. And then that runs all the way up to junior high age, including junior high age.
And if you want to be a part of Washington Soccer Federation, you know, you can join at any age. Maybe you missed it, you know, in the early years. Maybe you're a sixth grader now and thinking about soccer. You know, that's the great thing about it with the Washington Soccer Federation. It is a learning league, and the coaches teach them the sport.
Yes, a lot of parental involvement in the younger divisions. We have some older coaches that have a little more experience at the upper divisions where you can teach a little bit more refined techniques. But generally, it's just about having fun, and assuming we get cooperation with the weather. I don't mind it raining right now because it's getting plenty of moisture in the ground for that grass, but we usually have pretty decent. Very rare do we have rainouts, actually, knocking on wood.
Don't jinx yourself.
Yeah, no kidding, I just did.
You know, and it's a great way for physical activity, too. I mean, the kids get out in the field and they run, you know, keeping them physically active in the summer months.
No timeouts, just nonstop back and forth. You got to learn when to run and when to walk, and that's just part of it. It's a great atmosphere, and you see a lot of people out there that you wouldn't normally see other than the grocery store. And so we need to get signed up. The whole month of February is sign-ups going all the way to March 1st, and then we have 1 week of a late fee to March 8th, and then we cut them off.
Now, I assume in the earlier, younger leagues, you don't necessarily keep score, but as they get in the older divisions, it's a little more competitive maybe, or how does that go?
It is competitive, and the three upper divisions, we're hoping to have micro, which is under six, and then U8, that's under eight, that'd be 6 and 7 year olds, U10, U12, and U14. And we're going to try something different this year, which is what we wanted to do for a while, and that's at the younger divisions, divide them between male and female, thinking it might encourage girls to come out a little more because there is a significant drop-off as the girls get older, and if they're staying in their own gender division, they might have a little more equality maybe. As they get older, they may want to stay around a little bit.
And if you want to sign up, you guys have a great-looking website that has all the Soccer Federation's information.
Yes, it's mywsf.org. There's a registration form on the right side. You click on it. You set up an account. Now, if you've already signed up in the past online, you've got an account already, and hopefully you've had a registration form mailed to you. But you can also walk into Hibbett's, the new end zone, or Critchlow Agency and do a paper registration. You save $5 by doing it online. And this year, Duane, we've included the snack charge in the fee. So the fee this year, $59 online, $64 if you just walk in and do a paper registration. And that way, there's no the pressure is off of a team coach or team manager of collecting fees from everybody. And normally we only go about 7 or 8 games, so that means on a roster of 12, some parents get away with not paying for it, and that's not fair either. So we're going to even the playing field. We'll have that all done during registration, and that way after the game the kids will go get their snack. And they are very much aware of the snack, by the way.
And absolutely. Well, that's a big part of it. Come on, let's face it. Snacks can, you know, complete the day. Now, but speaking of that fee, though, Monty, I know you don't want that to keep anybody from playing the game of soccer, right?
Right, right. And we do have a program if parents can't come up. But we still need a little bit of registration from each person. But we have ways they can work that fee off. And that would need, when at the time of application, we want them to go ahead and apply, but also to make note on their hardship case or whatever. And then we'll discuss that individually with them.
Washington has enjoyed a lot of success with soccer in years past, and it all starts right there with this gentleman and all of those volunteers in the Washington Soccer Federation. That builds a successful program. Start them early and teach them the sport, and then hopefully when they get to the high school level, they compete and grab a sectional, regional, and state championship titles, right?
Well, you know, we as we were talking before we went on air, that last game with the boys at semi-state, a heartbeat away from going to the state finals, and just couldn't quite do it. But those kids did play in WSF and developed over the years, and it's great to see. I know Coach Evan Stahl is a great supporter of soccer, and he's down there on Saturday mornings watching the young talent, and that's great for everybody.
Sign-ups are underway throughout the month of February. Go to mywsf.org. mywsf.org, or stop by Hibbett's at the end zone or the Critchlow Agency and get your form to fill out. And sign-ups will continue and through this month. Make sure to get the son or daughter signed up for youth soccer, which begins April...
It's going on right now. Oh, the season begins April 6th, runs through May 18th. So we'll be done before the last week of school and graduation, trying to get that out of the way for everybody.
Sounds good. Well, Monty, thanks so much for stopping by. Always good catching up with you, and best of luck with registrations at the Washington Soccer Federation.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take 5 brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.